From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Christopher Husted. Missouri has been among the states hit early and hard by the Delta variant of COVID-19, but there are some signs of improvement. The state's COVID-19 dashboard today showed 2,146 people hospitalized with the virus. That's still more than three times the number hospitalized at the start of June, but it's down about 300 hospitalizations on August 19th. Southwestern Missouri has seen a decline from 628 hospitalized patients on July 29th to 431. One area of the state is still seeing a surge. Southeast Missouri had 10 people hospitalized with the virus on July 1st. Today, that number is at 140. Conservation officers at the Mark Twain National Forest are going high-tech to try and reduce the number of feral hogs that are damaging forest land. Amy Salviter is the head of the interagency group of 38 full-time feral hog hunters and trappers. She says they have started to use drones with infrared radar to find the wild pigs that have been able to outsmart trappers.
We have become smarter too, as well, you know, our tools are improving, and the technology is vastly improving our ability to detect and target these animals.
Mark Twain National Forest reports it has eliminated more than 6,000 feral hogs in the past 2 years and has seen a large decrease in sightings and complaints from farmers and other landowners. A Missouri judge has refused to reinstate federal unemployment benefits that were cut in June when Governor Mike Parson pulled out of several programs. Cole County Circuit Judge John Beadham said the court, quote, would not substitute its judgment for that of the governor. The ruling by Beadham today came a day after lawyers representing Missouri residents who lost the jobless benefits asked for reinstatement with back pay. The enhanced benefits added money to the unemployment checks for out-of-work Americans to help ease the crunch caused by shutdowns for the COVID-19 pandemic. But some Republican governors, including Parson, ended the benefits to try and prod people to rejoin the workforce. State Senator Mike Moon, a Republican from Ash Grove, says he is running for the U.S. House seat currently held by Representative Billy Long. Moon issued an online ad this morning announcing his candidacy for the state's 7th Congressional District seat, which represents parts of southwest Missouri. Moon, a cattle rancher, said he will work to preserve former President Donald Trump's legacy and will fight against critical race theory, funding for Planned Parenthood, and to punish China and Dr. Anthony Fauci for what he calls, quote, their lies about COVID. Moon served in the Missouri House from 2013 until 2020 when he was elected to the state Senate. I'm Christopher Husted, KBIA News, Columbia.